A word for you from Acts chapter 12 verses 1 and 2. About that time, Herod the king laid violent hands on some who belonged to the church. He killed James the brother of John with the sword, and when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. This is just to point out to us that God allows things to happen, and even so, he is in full control. And also, we can learn that God is not fixed and is not obliged to allow the same things to happen to his children. And God hasn't lost control when something awful happens to somebody in the church. So often we think, well, perhaps that person has done something terrible. But in fact, James, the brother of John, we can call him a true martyr. Not the so-called martyrs of today who commit suicide and kill many others with them. But this is a true martyr in the sense that he died for his Lord because he was standing faithfully for Christ. And yet, the Lord allowed him to die and not Peter. It doesn't mean that James was of less value. It's just that that's how God allowed things to be. And he was fully in control of the situation. So often we presume that God must work in a certain way because historically that's how he once worked. So if you think of the blind people who were healed in Jesus' time, some were healed by just a single word from the Lord. He could say, "Be healed." After all, he is the one. Our Lord Jesus could say, "Let there be light," and there was light. He was the one who could create all the different planets and stars, the whole universe, with a single sentence. He doesn't need any special effort. He is God. And so here, he wanted James to be with him in heaven. And the disciples, the followers of Christ who were experiencing revival here, were not disappointed. It just made them pray all the harder. Now they sought the Lord fervently for Peter's release. Masingacabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu udinga ukusebenza ngendlela ethile. uNkulunkulu unguNkulunkulu. He is God.